voice of New Smyrna Speedway, Mark Keeler, live from the Speedway. What's up, man?
Hey, Mark.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
We're doing good.
How are you doing? We're doing pretty good. We're hanging in there. It's night number four. We got five nights left. We're under caution right now in the Tour Modified feature. We're about a handful of laps in. 23 cars right now on track doing battle. And if you've missed the first four nights or the first three nights here, you've missed some unbelievable racing. We got 22 sprint cars here tonight. Going to go for 30 laps. We got, of course, the Tour Type Modifieds out there. The Crate Late models have been putting on some unbelievable racing. And both the first two nights, the leader went to the outside to get it done in the Crate Late models. The outside groove here at New Smyrna, it's in, and it's in a big way.
So what are the sprint cars like, man? Tell us about it.
It's insanity on four wheels is basically all I can say. 15.3 seconds at the half mile, that's an average speed of 115 miles an hour. So they're cranking when they get into those corners, I'll tell you.
How many
of those guys are there?
Tonight we have 22. Last night we had 27 take the green. Dave Steele started 12. And 17 laps in, ended up was able to take the lead. Troy DeCare followed him through the field and came home second. But Dave Steele started off tonight, taking home the heat race win. So we're looking for good things tonight for night number four here. It's all tonight. It's insanity. But I'll tell you what, if you like stock car racing, there's no better place to be than at this half mile.
Hey, Mark, what?
Engines. They just took the green again for the modified.
Wow. I hear them, Mark.
Sounds great.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, Mark, besides Johnny K destroying his brand new car, what are some of the other highlights of the late models and super late model deals?
Last night we had one of the best super late model races I've ever seen. We had two cars battling it out for second side by side for almost the entire 30 laps. It was Jeff Choquette and Wayne Anderson. Either one of them could have missed by an inch and taken the other car out, and they raced each other with some respect. It was unbelievable racing last night. Behind them, they were stacked up two by two all the way back. So, it's been pretty amazing. Teddy Christopher right now leading the modified feature. Ryan Newman's here in the 7NY modified. He's actually running fourth right now on the track, getting ready to take over the third spot. Jimmy Blewett down the backstretch. So, I'll tell you what, if you're missing it, you gotta make it out here.
Right.
Smyrna. Ryan Newman's gonna be back tomorrow night again behind the wheel of the modified.
Well, keep us going there for a few laps. What's going on out on that track right now?
He just threw a yellow, and I can't see why. I'm trying to figure out what the yellow is, but I'll tell you what, Ryan Newman just moved up to third. He spun earlier today in qualifying, so Ryan Newman doing a good job. First time behind the wheel of modified here. And
are those the big block modified?
These are the big guns. These are the same cars that run on the Wheeler Modified Tour, the NASCAR Tour Mods. They have the True Value Modified Tour, the ROC. There's about three or four different tours in the Northeast, and we've got the best of the best, the cream of the crop with us here.
Wow. So, go ahead, Cece.
No, I was going to say, what happened with Johnny K? You mentioned him wrecking his car.
What happened? I'll tell you what, it was one of the scariest hits I've ever seen here at New Smyrna. He was going down into turn one, looked like something. I couldn't tell if there was contact or if something broke, but the car shot straight up and into the wall.
Oh, my.
At full speed, but, you know, all the safety equipment and the great job of the track safety crew. Johnny K was okay. Unfortunately, the car, they can't say the same about, but Johnny K was able to walk away, so.
That's unfortunate for him because I know he struggles just to bring a car out on the racetrack.
Mark, I know that Choquette is obviously in the running for the final for the championship in that thing. Who are some of the top guys in the super late models? Who's battling it out for the championship?
It's really no surprises there. Dave Rogers came out to a quick time first two nights and then ended up taking the win last night, night number three. He's been really, really fast in that number 11 car. Of course, you got Timmy Russell, Wayne Anderson up there. Matt Bowers made an appearance last night in his car, and he was one of the cars to beat. So I'll tell you, it's kind of the typical names in super late model racing down here in Florida, but then you add in guys like Jack Landis that have come down with his number 10 out of Ohio, and, of course, he's up in the running each and every night. But right now, it's pretty much the Choquette show. It's his to win or lose at this point, taking home a win in the first two nights. And then I still haven't figured out if he finished second or third last night because him and Anderson was a dead heat at the start-finish line.
That's amazing, man. Go ahead, Cece.
So, like I said, I mean, there's some people talking about the rough night we had on night number one. But I'll tell you, when you're getting ready to put all these race cars on the track for nine nights, naturally, luck isn't always going to play in your favor, but we sure made up for it in a big way last night. And on night number three, it was some of the best racing in every single division that we've seen here at New Smyrna Speedway.
Okay, so this is night number four. Take us through the rest of the week, what you got coming up.
Tomorrow night, it's a standard show, the Tour Type Mods, SK Mods, three types of late models. The Florida Modified is going to be here. And then Wednesday night, we have a 50-lapper for the Florida Mods and, of course, the John Blewett III Memorial for the Tour Modified. And that's a 50-lapper as well, and that's going to be the last night for the Florida Modifieds here. And then on Thursday, we bring in the Pro Trucks, and they're going to wrap up action here for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Of course, Friday night, the big Richie Evans Memorial and that second annual Modified reunion. That's going to be huge. Actually, Bugsy Stevens is here with us tonight signing some autographs in the grandstand. You never know who you're going to see. We have Bob Dillner from Speed Channel's been out and about. He had a nice piece on us on Saturday on Speed Channel's coverage.
A lot of people saw that.
Yeah, it was an excellent piece. They really did a great job. Speed Channel's been here with us pretty much all week, so you never know who you're going to see here in the grandstands to do Smyrna. And like I said, Ryan Newman's out here driving, so you never know. We had Gary Santamont here the other night spotting for our Crate Late Model winner on night number two, Landing Castle. So it's a place to see and be seen. Right now I'm looking down over the grandstands. They're absolutely packed to the gills here at New Smyrna.
Cool.
I'll tell you, New Smyrna, Jack, is really one of those tracks I'd love to to go to for sprints, because I've been there for the Governor's Cup, and I'd love to be there for sprints. I just think that would be incredible to watch there.
Rob, you got anything for Mark?
Man, I'm just excited for Mark, man. He gets to be right there in the middle of it.
Yeah. Rob and I are jealous.
He gets to run his mouth about it the whole time.
All right, man.
I'll tell you what, it's a marathon. I still have some of my voice left. It's going away a little more each day, but I wouldn't trade this right here for anything in the world.
Enjoy it, Mark.
Thank
can be rented.
Mark, thank you very, very much for the update, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, excellent. We're five laps into the mod. You guys still have time. If you can hear us, get on out here to New Smyrna tonight, tomorrow. We got five nights left, and it's unbelievable. Thank you, Jack, for allowing me to do this.
Hey, is somebody else announcing the mod race right now?
Actually, the pretty much a voice synonymous with racing in the Northeast, Ben Dodge, he handles the announcing for the Tour Type mods and the FK mods. So,
can you take us over there and get like close to him while he's doing all that talking?
Unfortunately, I can't, because between all the media and everything else that's working here, I can't even get near that tower now.
Okay.
I'm down at the other end in the VIP suite, hanging high above, and just kind of take a break for a few minutes.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Jack.
Bye, right. Mark.
Take it easy.
All right, there you have it, live from New Smyrna Speedway, the World Series.
Jack, I tried to get some.
Oh, I know.
Live action.
You tried, but I know what that picture's like there. He's
sure.
There's no way he's going to move around and get where the E needed to be to do that one.